You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Giants are, they're still very much in this NL West race, believe it or not, but they have not put together any kind of winning streak in a very, very long time. We'd actually have to go back to before the All-Star break when they were a dominant team. I am Allison Footer, and I want to talk about all of this with Chris Haff because, well, Chris, we've been talking about this, so let me not pretend that this is like a new topic for us. But they started an all-important series with the Dodgers on Tuesday, and it looked like, you know, Madison Bumgarner's on the mound, and this could be, you know, the beginning of something maybe a little encouraging, and they lost that game. How discouraging was that? I know I'm stating the obvious, but to lose a game when you've got your ace on the mound and in a team that you have to beat, how discouraging was that for them?
Well, Allison, you know, they weren't sitting around moping and all that, but you have to think a little bit deep down inside. It does affect them. You can never assume anything in baseball or in professional sports, obviously enough, even all competitive sports, but a baseball team does rely on its ace to perform like its ace. And Madison was just playing a little bit off last night. He struck out 7 and walked 1. That's always a good sign. When he needed to make a pitch, I hate to sound like a cliche guy, but when he needed to make a pitch, it just wasn't there. As a result, in the 5 innings he pitched, and that was an alarming thing for the Giants that he lasted only 5 innings. The Dodgers scored in 4 of them, plus his 5 earned runs were a season high. Now, the Giants ran to a hot club of the Dodgers. They just scored, 18 runs and hit 7 homers the day before. So they were riding high last night, and they're riding high right now. So it's going to be up to Johnny Cueto tonight to stop, to kind of reverse things.
Yeah, and that's like the interesting thing about how long this prolonged slump has lasted is there is always, most of the time, like a pretty good starting pitcher that's going the next day. I mean, you keep looking and you're like, well, they still have a pretty good chance to win this next game. I mean, it's not like you've got, you know, Bumgarner and Cueto and then nobody. I mean, it's still a pretty decent pitching staff, isn't it?
Allison, they're 2 games out of first place, right? And they're if the season ended today, they'd make the postseason as a wild card representative. So, no, hope, all hope is not lost, certainly, but they just have to go out and do it.
Yeah, it's really amazing that, like you say, that they're still in this. They're 2 games out. I mean, that just shows like the unbelievable first half that they put together. So I was reading a column by our friend Henry Schulman, who sort of, the premise of it is, why are the Giants this bad? Or maybe they're not this bad. Let's figure it out. He brought up some really good points, and the one that we've kind of touched on a little bit, but the bullpen, it seemed to have changed casts of characters, and there was a lot that was, they were sort of able to pull through in a lot of ways, but then there were some inconsistencies. And what it boils down to is maybe the workload is catching up to them a little bit. Is that fair to say?
I would say that's very fair to say. It's not that the starters consistently haven't gone enough innings, but maybe Bruce Bochy's missing a guy who can go 1 or 2 innings, out of the bullpen. I use Nero Petit, a guy like Jeremy Affelton and Henry, my competitor and colleague. Yes, he did write a fine analysis of the situation. Henry mentioned that the Giants missed Jeremy Affelton, a guy who could go 2 innings, hold the other team for that time frame and face left-handed or right-handed hitters. It didn't matter to him. Nobody had a platoon advantage against him. And the Giants miss a guy like that right now.
So Matt Moore is still looking for his first win as a Giant. Of course, wins don't, factor in as much as they used to, but still, it would be nice for him to get that one, to just be the starting pitcher in a game that the Giants win, let's put it that way. Really struggling, and struggling with his control. I saw where he had 4-plus walks, like, twice in like, 20-plus starts for the Rays, and now he's got 4-plus walks, like, twice for the Giants already. I mean, is there... Do you think that there's pressure on guys that are acquired at the trade deadline that when things aren't going so well, that they might put a little bit more pressure on themselves, or it might be a little bit more stressful to be sort of in a different environment, unfamiliar environment, because it's not really working out for them, and it seems a little surprising that it's not.
Definitely, Allison. It's human nature. Now, Mike Morris has performed in the under that kind of pressure before. That's what is kind of maybe not mind-boggling, but if you're the Giants, you'd certainly like to see no pun intended, more from him. He's if you're an old timer, an old time Giants fan, you remember when they traded an old time Giants fan would think back to 1966 when the Giants traded Orlando Cepeda, future Hall of Famer, to St. Louis for Ray Sadecki, left-handed pitcher. The Giants figured they needed another starter, especially a left-hander. Sadecki, who was a former 20-game winner, parallel here, Matt Moore, former, 17-game winner. They figured a guy like that would push him over the hump. He didn't. The Giants ended up finishing a game and a half out of first place back in the days when, they played for pennants, and it was real tough to make the postseason, and it was just another frustrating year in the Giants' five-year run of finishing second place every year. Is history going to repeat itself? I don't know, but it sure looks like it's going to.
Yeah, that's an interesting. God, you're like an encyclopedia of knowledge when it comes to history.
but I don't know the real important stuff.
It's always very interesting. And just one last topic, Gregor Blanco. So he's got a shoulder injury. He's been a really steady backup outfielder for them since 2012, which is also, of course, we know is when that streak of right in the middle of the streak of World Series titles. So that's kind of a big loss, right? Like, put it into terms for me. I don't watch play every day. How much of a loss is this?
Well, it is a loss. The thing is, they haven't gotten much from Gregor all year. So it's, under ordinary circumstances, yes, it would be a loss, and it would be a blow. But at this point now, I think Bruce Bochy is going to be playing in regular outfield most of the time anyway. Angel Pagan, Denard Span, and Hunter Pence left to right. So I'm not saying it has no impact. I'm sure they'll love to get Gregor back within in the 2-week time frame, and maybe he can help him make a push in September, because he's proven he's a valuable component. But right now, the everyday lineup needs to get it going.
I am going to continue to be optimistic about this team for one more week, Chris. But if next week we reconvene with this podcast and they still have not put together, I'm just looking for 3 wins in 1 week. Like 3 out of 6 days, just win. They have to do this eventually, right? This is still too good of a team.
Well, either they do it or they drop out of the wild card race, which would be really bad.
Yes, that's very true. I still can't believe the Dodgers are doing what they're doing, but I don't know. September's going to be a very interesting
one. They're playing with a lot of confidence right now. That goes a long way.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Chris, thank you so much. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.